احنا بنشتغل.
Why should this change of thoughts, the sad companion, dull-eyed melancholy, be my so used a guest as not an hour in a day's glorious walk, or peaceful night the tomb where grief should sleep, can breed me quiet? Here pleasures caught mine eyes, and mine eyes shun them. A danger which I feared is at Antioch, whose arm seems far too short to hit me here. Yet neither pleasure's art can join my spirits, nor yet the other's distance comfort me. And it is thus. The passions of the mind that have their first conception by misread have asked the nourishment and life by care. And what was first but fear what might be done grows elder now and cares it be not done. And so with me. The great Antiochus, against whom I'm too little to contend, since he's so great, can make his will relaxed, will think me speaking, though I swear to silence. Nor boots it me to say I honor him if he suspect I may dishonor him. And what may make him blush in being known, he'll stop the course by which it might be known. With hostile forces he'll o'erspread the land. And with the ostent of war will look so huge, amazement shall drive courage from the state, our men be vanquished ere they do resist, and subjects punished but ne'er fought offence. Which care of them? Much pity of myself, who am no more but as the tops of trees that fence the roots they grow by and defend them, makes both my body pine and soul to languish. Punish that before that he would punish.
Go in all comfort in your sacred breast,
and keep your mind peaceful and comfortable. Peace, peace, and give experience some. They do abuse the king that flatter him. For flattery is the bellows blows up singe, whereas reproof, obedient and in order, fits kings as their men, for they may err. When Senior Soothe here doth proclaim a peace, he flatters you. Makes war upon your life. Prince, pardon me, or strike me if you please. I cannot be much lower than my knee, all even though. But let your cares overlook what shipping and what ladings in our haven, and then return to us. Heracles, thou hast moved us. What sayest thou in our looks?
An angry brow, red lord.
If there be such a dart in princes' frowns, how durst thy tongue move anger to our face?
How dares the plants look up to heaven from whence they have their nourishment?
Thou knowest I have the power to take thy life from them.
I have ground the axe myself. Do but you strike the blow.
Rise. Prithee, rise. Sit down.
Thou art no flatterer, I thank thee for it. And heaven forbid that kings should let their ears hear their falsehood. Fit counselor and servant to a prince, who by thy wisdom makes a prince thy servant. What wouldst thou have me do?
To bear with patience such griefs as you do lay upon yourself.
Thou speakst like a physician, Helicanus, but ministers approach not to me that thou wouldst tremble to receive thyself. Attend me then. I went to Antioch. Where, as thou knowest, against the face of death, I sought the purchase of a glorious beauty. From whence an issue I might propagate her arms to princes and bring joys to subjects. Her face was to mine eye beyond all wonder. The rest. Hearken, Lania. As black as incest. Which by my knowledge found the sinful father seemed not to strike but smooth. But thou knowest this. 'Tis time to fear when tyrants seem to kiss. Which fear so grew in me I hither fled under the covering of a careful knight who seemed my good protector. And being here, bethought me what was past what might succeed. I knew him tyrannous. And tyrant's fear decrease not but grow faster than the years. And should he doubt, as doubt no doubt he doth, but I should open to the listening air how many worthy princes' bloods were shed to keep his bed of blackness unlaid open. To rot that doubt, he'll fill this land with arms and make pretense of wrong that I've done him when all are for mine. If I may call it offense, must feel war's blows. Who spares not innocence, which love to all of, which thyself art one who now reproves me.
Alas,
drew sleep out of mine eyes, blood from my cheeks, musings into my mind, thousand doubts how I might stop this tempest ere it came. And finding little comfort to relieve them, I thought it princely charity to grieve for them.
Well, my lord,
since you have given me leave to speak, freely will I speak. Antiochus, you fear. And justly, too, I think you fear the tyrant who, either by public war or private treason, will take away your life. Therefore, my lord, go travel for a while, till that his rage and anger be forgot, or till the destinies do cut his thread of life. Your rule directs to any. If to me, day serve not light more faithful than I'll be.
I do not doubt thy faith. But should he wrong my liberties in my absence?
We'll mingle our bloods together in the earth, from whence we had our being and our birth.
Tyre, I now look from thee then, and towards Tarsus intend my travel, where I'll hear from thee and by whose letters I'll dispose myself. The care I had and have of subjects good on thee I lay, whose wisdom strength can bear it.
I'll take thy word for faith, not ask for oath. Who shuns not to break one will sure crack both. But in our orbs we live so round and safe. The time of both this truth shall I convince. Thou shouldst a subject's shine. I a true prince.